Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of April, and I'm recording at, it's just coming up, 10:10 p.m., and that's British Summer Time here in sunny London. Okay, so, interesting day here today. I know I often say that, but it's usually true, not too much exaggeration, I trust. But looking at what is really interesting in here, Japan stronger today. Good gains, up 1.66% on the topics, 1.4% on the Nikkei 225, and 1.71% on the Nikkei 400. Now, China also had a good day and bouncing back from yesterday's delayed reaction to the decisions on Monday to tighten margin requirements somewhat. And then they were also talking about additional stimulus, which was cutting the reserve requirements of the banks, which they did yesterday. And the market liked that. The Hang Seng Index up 2.79%. The Shanghai Composite Index up 1.82%. That's not far off its high. And there was no downside follow-through to that little Kiday reversal that had occurred, although it's really quite overextended, quite overbought, the Shanghai Composite Index. I wouldn't expect more than a consolidation, at worst a medium-term consolidation of those gains. The China Enterprises Index, those are the H shares, up nearly 3%, so strong performance. And you know, I like this market. I think particularly the Hang Seng and the H shares indices are certainly going to move higher. They're also in a little consolidation phase, which is hardly surprising. But there's an open door on the upside and plenty of underlying support, and valuations are attractive. Now, Taiwan, a little fraction lower, 0.2 percentage point. South Korea down a tiny bit. A little firmer in Australia. India slipped again in here, down 0.75 percentage point. And I just feel this is a medium-term consolidation within the bull market. I maintain it's a medium-term consolidation. That gives a chance for the valuations to improve somewhat, as they are in India's fast-growing economy. And let's see, we had Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia all a bit firmer in here today. Indonesia getting a 1.11% gain, which is the best of that group. And if we look now at the European indices, as I get my screen organized here, mostly firmer. The exception was the Italian market, which was down 0.4 percentage point. Modest gains elsewhere, including the German DAX index up 0.4 percentage point. Remember, that had a good bounce back yesterday. And looking at the Americas section, well, Wall Street was initially higher. It had been lifted by Asia, Japan, and China, and also Europe, but then gave up the gains. The Dow was down 85 points. That's just under half a percentage point. The S&P was down a tiny bit, just 0.15%, and the NASDAQ was up over a third of a percentage point, which is good because it's the tech-led sector, and that has been leading the bull run. And when that tech boils over, Wall Street will be in in trouble, I suspect, but that's does not appear to be on the immediate horizon. Now, we also saw commodity indices mostly lower, although not Mexico, but we did have Canada a little lower and Brazil a little lower, small percentage moves overall. And those sectors continue to outperform. Okay, now looking at let's take those government bonds just over 190, so they've steadied a little bit, but it's really quite quiet, steadying within a range. Just gonna have a little sip of water. And the dollar index just below the 98 level, up a fraction here today. And some of the individual currencies, the euro 101.0734, that's almost unchanged. The Australian dollar just down fractionally, 0.7710. So basically quiet here in the currencies, sterling 1.4928, all little changed as you can see. Now the Indian rupee had weakened a bit yesterday. It clawed back a little bit of that in here today. And basically, it's still a steady performance overall. And so is the Chinese renminbi. Now, in the commodity markets, crude was weaker in here today. The Brent is down $1.67 to 61.78. And the WTI is down $1.59 to 56.29. These are still trading after hours, of course. And in precious metals, well, a little bit mixed here. Not anything big. The palladium down $4.768 and change. Silver up 10 cents, $15.99. And gold up 41 cents. It's at $1,202 and change there. And platinum, I missed platinum. That is up 90 cents, $1,149 and change. Basically quiet. If we get a weaker dollar in here over the medium term, that will be supportive of metal prices. But the interest is not high. There's a little bit of trading activity going on, but you're not getting big investment demand in the West, that's for sure. The Indians are buying it, Chinese are buying it, but I don't think they're buying on a leveraged basis. And this is basically a pretty quiet market. The main reason for that is because investors are still getting a positive real return in government bond markets. Amazing, but it continues. And oh, I say amazing because it's those yields are so incredibly low, but we know why. You know, we have disinflationary, deflationary pressures, mainly due to technology. But then the slow growth factor overall, competition, which keeps prices down, and therefore it makes sense. Okay, excuse me. Looking at these commodity markets. A little bit easier in here today, in addition to the crude oil and the slightly easier precious metals. We have the grains and beans are mostly lower, as is coffee and sugar. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.